We are learning the Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top at the end of the line. Gufa, Amar Rav Avohu, Shnayim Shadonu Dinei Mamonos, Vadivri Akarl Ein Dinei Amdin. Rav Avohu argues on Shmuel, and he holds that Lekuli Amar, two Dayanim who pask in Dinei Mamonos, it does not work. Ein Dinei Amdin, it's Chayzer, it does not work. You need three Dayanim to pask in Edin Tar. Eisvei Rab Abba l'Rab Avohu, Rab Abba as Rab Avohu from a Mishnah. This Mishnah is Masechtas B'chayrus. The Mishnah says like this: Don es hadin v'zika es achayiv. Someone passing the din, and it's mashma yochid. Don es hadin sounds like a yochid passing this din, and he made a mistake. He was mezaka the person who was chayiv. V'chayiv is a zaka, or he's mechayiv the person supposed to be innocent. Timei es hatar. He was matame something that was tar, tir is atame. The loch is masha osu osu. The din is chal. The psak works, but he has to pay from his house. Mashali mebeisa. He has to pay for the loss he caused the one who lost. And now the Gemara later on will say it's child of grama. It's child of grama. He says the Gemara later says that he actually took the money from the one he said was chayiv and gave it to the other person, and this was a mistake. The loch is. He has to pay back himself from his own pocket. So what do you see? Even though it's a yachid, the din is chal. And the Rashi Bavarans, why don't you say it's talking about a mumcha? He says, you can't say that, because in that mishnah alone, it ends off, haya mumcha lebezdin, then the halacha is different. So clearly not talking about a mumcha who had rishus. We're talking about here, stam a yachid, that's a kasher ravoh, because you see that a yachid that's paskins a din, it works. And ravoh said, there's no way, no one holds like that. So Gemara answers, "Hakamayiskino and the kiblu alayhu," that the baladinim said they were makabel that I allow this yochid to pass confess. They were makabel. Frank Timor, if they were makabel, so why is he chayiv? Yochi, amayim mishalim mebeisai. They were makabel him for whatever he says. So why is he chayiv to pay? So Gemara answers, the reason why he's chayiv is the Gemara answers that the amulei dain to lo din taira. We hired you to paskin din Torah. This is din Torah, and therefore the halach is that he has to pay. Like I read it in my Ram's lashon, he says, "Pirish the omru lehabali adinim, ha de kabalnu aysach aleinu." This is my Ram talking. He says that I was makabel you hainu dafka kadesh todun lonu din Torah. That's only that you should pask for din Torah. The lashon died to lon din Torah. The lashon tamia the he died to lon din Torah. So therefore. Even though they were makabel, that could be one, but they want him to pass him like a mensch. So this is the way he answers the case that was kibbul alayu. That echanami usually you need 3 day on him, but if the batli didn't agree, you can have even 1 day. Omri Rav Safra l'Rabbi Abba the Tabamai. What was the mistake here that was saying it's chal, but you have to pay from your house? Ilay matabud va mishnah. If the mistake was of mafurish mishnah. Where he said, halacha, that's a mafurish halacha, and he said the wrong halacha. But Omrav Sheshis, Omrav Ami, Tavid Vav Mishnah, Chayzer. Everyone agrees that with Tavid Vav Mishnah, the din is bottle. You're not going to pay from your house, you'll take it away. For example, let's say you told Reuven, you have to pay Shimon. And really, it was a mistake. Reuven was potter. So you take the money back from Shimon and give it back to Reuven. You know, the dayan does not pay from his own pocket. It's a mistake, the whole thing. So if it's Tavid Vav Mishnah, Chayzer. And my answer is no, El Tavid Shikla Adas. The machlokes was in an opinion in a certain matter. Heichi dam shikol das. Well, what's the case? I'm a papa going trade to noy utrei amaray the pligi adadi. For example, it's if people say oy either two tanoim or two amarayim argue about something. There's two tzadim really. Well, it mehilchos aloy kamar v'loy kamar. And in that gemara, in that mishnah, let's say who the lach is like. Besugin da alma, which means the going psak is libet chad minayu. According to one of them. But also, and he did it the other way. So, hainu shikla das. That's called shikla das. And Rashi explains, since it's shikla das, so now, let's say I told Reuven he has to give money to Shimon. So now we go to Shimon and say, by the way, it was a mistake. Really, we passed it the other way. You have to give it back. Shimon says, what do you mean? You passed in this way, and it makes sense. So I hold like that on my I'm not giving it back to you. Bring me a raya that's a wrong psak. So therefore, Shimon doesn't give it back. This is what Rashi learns. Look at Rashi of Sugi Dalma. We read Rashi inside. Sugi d'alma hilch dina kechad menayim. Va'ozla iu, and this dying went. Va'avak idach hilch dina loy hadar. The din does not get returned. The kivon the loy itma hilchus loy kamar v'loy kamar. Hai bal din. This Shimon, the knockout that has the money, loy boyish lume. He doesn't give it back. Dom loy pasak lele dinoy. Umiu iu boyish lume. Kivon sugin amakidav. He has to pay. So freik the yad, freik the raven and Tom Dayin. He says it's a pella. What do you mean? Just like the Shimon could say that I'm not paying back because maybe we passed like that. But the Dayan say also. The Dayan could tell the Bali Dinam, oh, you tell me we usually pass that way. I pass this way. Prove me wrong. How much am I right? I have to get out of my house. That's the kasha that Tom Dayan asked. That's the rival that's there called Tom Dayan. In Oisrej Dayan, he asked this kasha. And he answers, Vizel Oshoyne. He says, A Dayan Nami, Hoyolo Loimar, Vili Fata Rekach. This is part of his kasha, Mil Shalim. Shioch Loimar, Haroyu li beharily beferish, show me beferish, the shaloi kalocha danuni and achzer. So he answers, that's kash. He says, like, bring me a raya that I'm wrong. So the rabbi answers, the case here was that he's maskim, the dayan's maskim, he made a mistake, and he wants to. He's a yerushmaim. He wants to do the right thing. So Allah is, you can't be chayzer adin, but you have to pay out of your own pocket. If you want to do tshuva correctly, you have to pay out of your own pocket. That's what I'm talking about. Talking about here is someone who wants to do tshuva, and he's being honest himself, but you can't force him taka in echanami. But the bottom line is, we had here a Mishnah that says that it works, and we had a kasha on Rav Avoh, and the answer is, kiblu alayu. And the case of this Mishnah is, shikla das, not toya b'dva Mishnah. Nothing more about it. Lema ketanoi. This machlok is Shmuel Ravo. If you're allowed to have a din Torah with either 3 days, Ravo holds dafka 3 days on him, and Shmuel holds even two is enough. And like we spoke of from Tosfos, we'll see in this Gemara first like that, that when they say two, it means one as well. Either one or two is enough. Leim ketanoi. Maybe Shmuel and Ravo machlok is tanoi, because we have a Mishnah, we have a Brice that says like this, Bitzua b'shloish, when it comes to Pshara, you do it with three dayanim. Bitzua b'shloisha. Dibra meiv. Chom v'ayim p'shara b'yachid. P'shara is done with yachid. Now, the Tosfos Rosh says, why is bitzua loshen p'shara? So he says, just like you cut up a piece of bread, it's bitzua loshen when you make hamaitzi, something's called bitzua, right? So when you cut up a piece of bread, you give out a piece of bread, that's a p'shara, you cut it up and you give it out, that's loshen bitzua. But you have to why Ramei says loshen bitzua, and Chom say not, I'm the mafarshim. But kaponim, when Machlok is in this Braisa, when you make a Pshara, how many dayanim do you need for a Pshara? Rameyer says three dayanim for a Pshara. Chom Maimrim, one is enough for a Pshara. So Savrua, the Kuliyama Makshinim Pshara Ladin. We thought that everyone agrees that there's a Hekish Pshara to Din. What will be the Hekish? So Rashi brings down a Pasuk that we're going to have later on, Mishpat Utsdaka. And Tzdaka refers to Pshara. So a Makish Mishpat to Tzdaka. So there's a Hekish. So what's the machlokes? The machlokes is how much din has. The ma'asavar din b'shloisha, therefore pshar b'shloisha, because it's a hekesh. Ma'asavar din b'shnayim, and therefore pshar can be b'yachid. And here's Tosfos' raya that din is b'one, because pshar is b'yachid, learning half of din, so obviously b'one is enough. So maybe Ravo and Shmuel told the machlokes Rabbeinu and the Chachamim. We see machlokes by pshar. Some reason, no. Like the kuliyama din b'shloisha. We can say the kuliyama is like Ravo. That he holds with three. V'ha'chos, what's the machlokes? Pa'chem ifigi, this ma'asov makshim pshar al-din, ma'asov makshim pshar al-din. The machlokes is, if you make a hekesh pshar al-din or not, b'chlaut, make the hekesh. According to Rab Meir, you make the hekesh, therefore you need three for pshar. Chom say, you don't make a hekesh, therefore it's enough for yachid. Tosfos speaks to that very important thing. Even if you hold as a hekesh pshar to din, pshar will be different than din. Pshar will be more than din. Let's see Tosfos inside. Bitsua, Tosfos the ma'asov bitsua. Look, Tosfos. Afagav the makshi pshar ladin lav lechol dava makshinon. The bedin ozinim basaruba. By din you go basaroyv. Im shnayim oibrim zakay vechem achayiv. You go basaroyv oyepcha. Pshara lo yezinim basaruba. Actually yiskimu shloshdom ladas echad. If you only need three by pshara, it's harder. They all have to be maskim to the same things. So even though you makish ladin, you need three, but it'll be a different halacha. Zot the gemara vayter leim mitlosa tanoi bepshara. Maybe there's three different tanoim by pshara, because we had over here Chom say pshara v'yachid, we had Barmeir pshara v'shloisha, and we had before at the end of yesterday's shir that Rav Shimon Gamliel says pshara is v'shnayim. So l'chari it sounds like three different shitas when it comes to pshara. The limit lost the tanoim by pshara, the ma'asav v'shloisha, ma'asav v'shnayim, ma'asav v'yachid. The one who says two, a filachad nami. So why do you say two? I had to come and try. The reason why I said there's two making the pshar because they should be edim. They should be edim. And you see from here that edim can be from the dayanim. And you see two can be edim. That's why he said two. But better one is enough. Going around the yom. It's either three or one. And the only reason why you would say two is just to have edim. This sugya, if you need one, two, three, he says, it's by a pshara, you don't need a kinyan. Which means, when you make a pshara, do you make a kinyan in Besdin that we're going to, it's going to be binding what the arbitrator says? Because if you make a kinyan, so then what do I need a Besdin for? I already, it's like about tana. I made a kinyan. So, shvamina pshara into your kinyan. He's talking about your kinyan. Just have two and make a kinyan. Why would you need three? Why would you need three? What do you need a bezdin? If you make a kinyan, what do you need a bezdin for? So it must be, it doesn't need a bezdin. And therefore you need a three to make a bezdin. Even without a kinyan, it should work. But the Gemara says, no, I don't agree to Rav Ashi. You do need a kinyan, and you still need three. Adishal is why? If you have a kinyan, what do you need three for? So Zog Taisvis, the mask of a Hilchasa, very small Taisvis. Hilchasa Pshara Tzvichi Kinyin says, V'hodloi Sagi B'trei, Shum Dehavikum my Kinyin B'toyos, T'loi B'kir Pshara Shaper. Eich Anami, you make Kinyin. I the question is, you make Kinyin, I give you my Tana with the Kinyin. Teretz is, that since I'm hiring Dayanam for Pshara, I want three, because if not, it's a Kinyin B'toyos. I don't agree to the Kinyin unless it's done professionally by three Dayanam, and if not, it's a Kinyin B'toyos, and therefore, even though you need a kinyan by pshara, still the halacha is, you need three dayanim.
What does it mean, man?
Yeah. It means that if it's shah when you make the kinyan, but the bali dinim, who are agreeing to the pshara, do they make a kinyan suda or not? Make a kinyan. That we're agreeing, it's binding what the arbitrator tells us. So now, the Gemara's question is that if they make a kinyan, so then I can give them a tana with a kinyan. I give them a tana with a kinyan. So, 23-4, exactly, as Mara says, 23-4. So, that's what Rav Ashi said, it must be you don't need a Kenyan. And Mara still goes ahead and says, well, help us up, Shara, Shri, Kenyan, you don't need a Kenyan. What's Pshat? Like we said in Taisvis, because there'll be a Kenyan Taisvis for that.